Yunmeng Spice, Fenugreek, written by A stands for, read by Opal Song. Fandom Mo Dao Zu Shi, or The Untamed. Rating, explicit. Relationship, Jiang Cheng, Nie Hui Song. Also tagged for, marathon sex, perineum massage, intercural sex, ball massage, blowjobs, anal sex, drunk sex, praise kink, falling in love, comedy, no refractory period, and alternate universe canon divergence. This is part one of the Yunmeng Spice series.
Rap to you real quick. I want to enjoy the luxury of like not knowing each other for real. Hold up.
Lotus flower bomb, firefly. When I'm low, she take me high. I can teach you all the sounds of love.
Flower bomb, let me guess your favorite fragrance, and you got that bomb. I'm trying to detonate you, no disrespecting, baby, just trying to make you smile. Try to keep my spirits up, that's why I lay it down. Try to keep your spirits up, lil vodka, whatever. Took it forever to get dressed, I acknowledge your effort. So I clap for her, she deserves an applause. Shawty working so hard, she deserves that baton. Shawty wear your baton, racing through my mind like she heard that. I got that work, I heard that she been on strike. Care to tell, I read your mind.
Wei Xiong, what standards? Nie Huaisang whispered loudly, leaning closer conspiratorially. Jiang Cheng's eyebrows drew together as Wei Ying's smile turned wicked. Wei Wuxian, don't you dare! Beauty, his brother promptly blurted out. Natural beauty. Leaping up to his feet, Jiang Cheng began to chase Wei Ying around the table as he loudly tattled all of his secret requirements for a future partner. Huaisang happily jumped into the fray, getting in the former's way and providing cover for the latter so he could keep babbling. Virtuous and caring, comes from a good family, a dulcet voice but not too chatty, can't be more capable than he is, thrifty with money. All thoughts of alcohol were forgotten as they roughhoused around the room. Huaisang was trying to pull Jiang Cheng off where he was pretending to strangle his brother when the front doors opened, revealing none other than the disapproving face of Lan Wangji. The two of them hastily scrambled off Wei Ying, trying to look like they had been sitting properly and calmly the whole time, even if it was entirely too late. Nie Huaisang whipped out his fan and tried to hide behind it as he fluttered a gust of air over his overheated face. The drunken revelry of moments before was now drenched in awkwardness and the sinking feeling of impending punishment. Fortunately, Wei Ying was always ready to throw himself in front of that particular sword, and quickly hopped up to make himself Lan Wangji's target. His invitation to join their drinking party was, unsurprisingly, rebuffed.
You three, go to the discipline hall to be punished.
Wei Ying looked back at the pair of them, entirely too amused as he prompted them with a, go where? Jiang Cheng and Nie Huaisang exchanged glances.
Which hall?
They slurred exaggeratedly, and as one, flopped over in a great show of drunken unconsciousness.
Ah, Lan Chan, you see, they're too drunk to walk.
Jiang Cheng cracked an eye open as his brother continued to fling himself against the stone wall of Wangji's mercy, and found Huaisang peeking back at him, his lips pinched into a line to withhold his mirth that was mirrored back at him. He'd always thought of Huaisang as more of his brother's friend than his own, an unfortunately common occurrence. But at that moment, he felt an unusual sense of camaraderie with him over their shared amusement at Wei Ying's expense.
Ah, Lan Chan!
Wei Ying cried out, a touch more urgently, and the two of them sat up to see his stiff retreating back. Uh-oh. If Wangji got back up, there would be no escape.
Wei Ying waved at them frantically behind Wang Ji's back, and Hoi Song immediately began pretending he was about to hurl. Catching on quickly, Jiang Cheng did the same as the two of them rushed past Wang Ji and out into the night air. He bid a silent prayer of thanks for Wei Ying's noble sacrifice, looking back only once as they booked it to freedom.
"Think he'll survive?"
Hoi Song gasped as they ducked off the path and hunched down to hide behind some bushes. "At least he'll die doing what he loves," Jiang Cheng said flatly, pissing Lan Wangji off. Hoi Song snorted so hard he almost lost his balance and face planted into the foliage.
"Jiang Xiong,"
he giggled.
"What? It's true, isn't it?"
he replied with a smirk. The two of them peered over the top of the bush, fully expecting to see Wei Ying being dragged out any moment now. But several minutes passed without any sign of the doors opening again. Their nervous laughter petered out into uncertainty.
"You don't suppose," Hoi Song finally murmured, "Lan Argongxi really killed him, do you?"
Jiang Cheng pursed his lips and glared across the courtyard at the doors to his and Wei Ying's room. "Depends. What's stronger, Lan Wangji's dedication to the rules or Wei Ying's ability to be annoying?"
It's a tough call.
Hoi Song fluttered his fan vigorously for a few seconds, as they exchanged glances over the top of it. Jiang Cheng raised his eyebrows. Hoi Song shrugged. With a sigh, Jiang Cheng rose up from his crouch and led the way back as stealthily as possible. The two of them pressed their ears to the door, but even after listening for a solid minute, they could hear nothing coming from within.
"Oh, that doesn't bode well," Jiang Cheng muttered.
If Wei Ying was conscious, his mouth should have been running. He grabbed one of the door handles with a grimace and gestured impatiently until Hoi Song winced and reluctantly took the other. Together, they pushed the doors inward just enough that they could both peer in, one head stacked above the other. Wei Ying was still among the living, but he seemed to be steering an unresisting Lan Wangji into bed. The two boys could only stare in bewilderment as Lan Wangji sat back up, shuffled erratically away while veering from side to side like a drunkard, only to be ushered limply back by an increasingly frustrated Wei Ying. This happened several times in a row as they watched with complete disbelief.
"What?" was all Jiang Cheng could say.
"How?"
was Hoi Song's whispered reply.
"I don't even want to know," he decided, closing both doors quietly, firmly shut.
They stared at each other for a long moment before Hoi Song finally offered,
"Do you want to sleep over in my room instead?"
Jiang Cheng shuddered. "Yes, please."
So? Wei Xiong and Lan Argongxi? Jiang Cheng sighed loudly from where he was sprawled out on Hoi Song's bed.
"What about them?"
"Do you think,"
Hoi Song began hesitantly, "they'll end up sleeping together?"
"Why would they? My room has two beds, unlike yours."
He waved his hand heavily through the air above him, letting it fall back down before Hoi Song's leg with a thump. They were currently laying next to each other, with their heads at opposite ends of the pallet, hair ornaments removed, shoes off, trying their best not to accidentally kick each other in the face. Jiang Cheng wondered briefly where the second pillow had come from before deciding that he didn't care.
"Not that,"
Hoi Song tried to clarify, his soft voice stretching out the word in drunken protest.
"I mean, like..."
He lifted his own hand, snipping two fingers together and apart like a pair of sewing shears. When Jiang Cheng just stared at the motion blankly, he raised his other arm and repeated the motion, this time along the fabric of his sleeve.
"What?"
he shouted after his sluggish brain finally managed to interpret the innuendo.
"No, why would you? What even makes you think that?"
Hoi Song let his arms fall down wide, one flinging out into the open air over the bed, and the other draping across Jiang Cheng's shins.
I don't know. Wei Xiong chases after him so hard, even though he's so scary. I thought maybe he was nursing a crush.
Jiang Cheng lifted his head to stare at him, and then promptly dropped it again as the room spun around him.
Wow. First of all, no. Second of all, even if he does, this is Lan Wangji we're talking about. I don't think even alcohol could crack that nut.
Aww. Huaisang suddenly groaned. Speaking of nuts, I left the rest of mine in your room with Wei Xiong.
Jiang Cheng huffed out a laugh. Give them up. You can buy more later.
No, that was the last of my peanut money. I can't dip into my art money for peanuts. Then how would I buy art stuff?
You divvy up your money into spending groups? Huaisang let out an exasperated sigh.
It's called budgeting your expenses, Jiang Xiong. Last year I ran out before the lectures were over. It was horrible. You'd better learn to do the same if you don't want to suffer like I did.
He paused, then continued in a teasing voice.
Unless you were planning on letting your thrifty partner hold your purse strings in the future.
Shut up, he tried to bark, but it came out half-hearted at best. I didn't hear you volunteering any of your requirements for a spouse.
No one asked.
Well, I'm asking. Huaisang giggled.
Are you sure you want to know?
Well, I was until you said it like that. He laughed even more.
It's okay, Jiang Xiong. It's really not a very long list. I only have two requirements.
With some difficulty, he managed to sit up on the bed, looking down at his companion with a grin.
Number one, they have to be an even match for my brother in a fight. Or better.
Jiang Cheng accidentally smacked his own forehead in his attempt to rest his palm there in disbelief. Is your goal to be single forever?
No, see,
he explained enthusiastically, whipping out his fan so he could wave it around like a blade.
If I marry someone strong enough to defend both of us, then my brother can rest easy and finally stop pestering me to train harder.
Jiang Cheng groaned loudly.
Of course, I should have known.
And as for number two, he continued, with a wicked grin that didn't bode well.
They have to be super adventurous in bed. A beast.
Jiang Cheng immediately swallowed spit down the wrong tube and started coughing violently, sitting up and hacking while Huaisang crawled over on his knees to pound on his back. He tried to shout something at him, his face red and eyes watering, but he couldn't stop coughing long enough to spit it out.
I'm serious. You know I have an extensive collection of erotic art books. I can't wait to try some of that stuff out. I think I'd die of boredom if my future partner isn't just as interested. Or, the heavens forbid, a prude like you,
he said with a dramatic shudder, settling down to sit cross-legged in the middle of the bed.
I am not a prude. Jiang Xiong, you turned bright red when you flipped through my tamest volume.
That was your tamest? He screeched. Huaisang huffed a laugh through his nose, leaning forward so he could pat him condescendingly on the shoulder.
It's okay. I'll show you more when you're older.
I will break your legs, Jiang Cheng growled. As if to prove his point, he grabbed Huaisang's knee and yanked firmly, sending him sprawling onto his back as he dragged him closer and draped the leg in question across his lap.
Oh,
Huaisang said, as he stared at the ceiling with wide eyes, his legs splayed on either side of Jiang Cheng's torso, his robes bunched up around his thighs.
Or, now's good?
Good, he sniffed, smoothing out the wrinkles he'd just put in Huaisang's pant leg before crossing his arms. Then he finally seemed to realize what argument he'd just won and blinked.
So what do you want to see?
You're right. I should just get them all out. Sliding out of his awkward position entirely too easily, Huaisang poured himself onto the floor and dragged his way over to his storage shelves, pulling out an ornately carved chest. He finally got his feet back under him in order to carry it, with some difficulty, over to the bed. A key appeared in his hand, though Jiangcheng never saw where it came from, and was reverently turned in the box's lock. "Behold," Huaisang said in a low, coy voice, "my collection." In a normal voice, he continued, "Well, the ones I brought here anyway, and that aren't loaned out already." Jiangcheng stared with equal parts apprehension and excitement at the interior of the wooden chest. It was filled from end to end with twine-bound softcover books, their contents unknown but promising to stir the blood and passion of all who laid eyes on their salacious contents. He felt an electric tingle of adrenaline just looking at them. He'd never quite had the audacity to purchase any for himself, and this was a lot. Where would he even start? Huaisang murmured, taking mercy on him and selecting a few volumes from the intimidating stack and handing them over. "Since you're not a prude, try some of these out and see what you think." Jiangcheng held the thick stack of papers in his hands like they were sacred volumes of ancient knowledge, and he was going to crease and stain them with his sweaty hands. "Here?" he finally managed to say without sounding like a mouse. Huaisang gave him a look, with entirely too much restrained mirth in it. "Unless you want to do it in the same room as Weixiong and Lanar Gongxi," he teased. Even as he spoke, he was pulling out a few books himself. "There are a lot of people I can read porn with, but personally, my brother wouldn't be one of them." "Right," Jiangcheng said automatically, still staring at the stack in his hand without moving. Before the rest of Huaisang's words registered, "How can you read porn with other people?" "Like this," he said easily, flopping over onto the bed and stretching out on his stomach, leaving plenty of room beside him. He flipped open one of the books to a random page and settled in comfortably, chin propped on one palm. "Wow, look how flexible they are in this painting. How can anyone bend like that?" Despite himself, Jiangcheng leaned over so he could see the image. The couple in the image were clothed only in their inner robes, draped open artistically and indecently. The woman with her legs... Jiangcheng looked away just as quickly as he'd looked to see, sucking in a breath sharply through his nose. "Wow, okay, that's certainly..." "I know, right? Can you even imagine being able to do that?" He blinked. "You can't?" Huaisang looked up at him. "You can? Some of us actually train our bodies, you know. Flexibility is part of that." "Then what were you so shocked about?" "I hadn't..." He struggled to fight down his blush. "Imagine that particular application." Huaisang grinned, kicking his feet up in the air behind him.
"Consider yourself educated."
Yeah. Jiangcheng grumbled, looking down at the books in his hand, if only to give himself an excuse to look away. "You're a guru to my novice. I get it."
"Only a theory," Huaisang said with a dramatic sigh. "Relax, Jiangxiang. You're not lagging that far behind. A night or two of reading and you'll probably be more knowledgeable than all of the Lans combined."
"How do you know? Maybe they have a whole section in the library pavilion devoted to sex." Huaisang made a face, scrunching up his nose in a way that was almost cute.
"I've seen it. It's either completely basic instruction manuals or vaguely euphemistic poetry. I was not impressed."
Jiangcheng tried very hard not to have the thought that he may have been more comfortable starting with those and working his way up to Huaisang's collection with time. A lot of time. He told himself that he was a grown man. Or almost, anyway. Close enough. And like hell, he was going to back down from a challenge. This would be educational, anyway. He needed to know about this sort of stuff one day if he ever hoped to please his hypothetical future cultivation partner.
Jiangcheng was not self-aware enough to realize that he was extremely susceptible to peer pressure.
Crossing one leg over his knee where he was perched on the edge of the bed, He opened a book with stubborn, drunken determination and began to read. Huaisong had disappeared a while ago to relieve himself, and Yang Cheng was under no illusions that he merely had a full bladder. From the sounds of it, an entire bath was involved. Apparently, Huaisong was the sort who thoroughly enjoyed working out his pleasure, which he supposed made sense, considering the porn collection. Jiang Cheng had taken the opportunity of his absence to shed his outer robes and untie the strings of his pants, but that was all he had managed. He felt drenched in sweat. He felt like all the lewd images he'd just consumed were going to stay painted in front of his eyeballs for the rest of his life. He would never be able to see anything else ever again. He was so hard in his pants, it was a throbbing, all-encompassing pain. He was almost afraid to touch himself at this point. He was so wound up, he felt like he would break, or break something, at the slightest increase in tension. His morning erections had never felt like this, and he was kind of freaking out. Ah, Huaisong sighed, with entirely too much relief as he re-entered the room. His skin glistened like he hadn't dried off completely, and he was clad only in a barely tied inner robe. A bare leg peeked out, almost up to his thigh. Jiang Cheng stared at it with an intensity that could burn paper as he trapezed across the room to comb out his hair at the small vanity. "Would you like to bathe before bed, too?" When Jiang Cheng didn't respond after several long moments, he finally turned to look at him. "Of course I'll draw you a fresh bath," Huaisong said with a laugh, mistaking the look on his face. His eyes trailed down Jiang Cheng's body, lingering at his lap. "I see you must have found something you liked." He set down his comb in the same exact spot it had been before, adjusting it with slender fingers before hopping up again. His leg continued to flash indecently, hypnotically, as he wobbled his way back over to the bed. "Which one was it?" he asked gleefully, as he sat down next to him, leaning right over into his overheated body. "Care to share?" Jiang Cheng inhaled a long, shaky breath through his nose. After some effort, he managed to shrug. Huaisong pouted. "You don't trust me. I wouldn't tell anyone. I just want to help you find what you like." "I don't know, okay?" he finally managed to blurt out, just short of yelling. "It's all just so much." Huaisong blinked, leaning back a bit and giving him some room to breathe. "It is? Yes?" Huaisong opened his mouth and shut it several times, a look of guilt starting to creep across his delicate features. I'm sorry. I thought you were only a little younger than Weixiong. I didn't realize..." "I am! I mean, we're practically the same age!" He clicked his mouth shut, the guilt vanishing into puzzlement. They stared at each other, Jiang Cheng flushed and defensive, Huaisong nibbling a lip in thought. "Well, everyone's different," he said gently. "Some people just take longer before they're ready." "I'm perfectly ready," Jiang Cheng said between gritted teeth. "I just haven't had any exposure." His eyes shifted to the side. "You've never met my mother. She's very strict." "Sure," Huaisong said, even though they both knew Nie Mingchui was probably just as bad. "I'm sure if I got to read stuff like this all the time, it wouldn't be so overwhelming." "Of course," he nodded sagely. "It's probably the alcohol's fault anyway." "Yeah," Jiang Cheng said with a laugh of relief, grateful for the excuse. "That's gotta be it. Must be why this won't go down either." Huaisong snorted with amusement. "Jiang Xiong, I'm pretty sure alcohol has the opposite effect." He giggled at his ensuing frown, glancing down to look for himself. "Wow, you really are still going strong without any stimulus. That's pretty impressive." "I'm always impressive," he grumbled, refusing to admit that Huaisong was providing plenty of stimulus just sitting there. He laughed again, and Jiang Cheng couldn't help but notice the way his eyes sparkled when lit up with amusement. The sparkle shifted into more of a glint as his expression turned teasing.
If you can last that long while pleasing your not-so-capable partner, I'll agree with you.
Huaisong only had a split-second narrowing of eyes as warning before Jiang Cheng had grabbed one of the tube-like pillows and started hitting him with it. Shrieking with laughter, he covered his head with his arms as he dived out of the bed and fled around the room in circles, trying, mostly in vain, to dodge the volley of attacks. It was like an encore of the night's earlier roughhousing, only now there were only two people and neither of them were fully dressed. Despite the fact that Jiang Cheng clearly had the advantage, being the better fighter, he was having great difficulty beating his foe into submission. The ties on Huaisong's robe were barely holding on, forcing him to grasp it closed with his hands as best as he could while stumbling around the room. Flashes of pale leg and thigh kept teasing out as he ran and twirled, and the shoulders of his garment kept slipping down, showing off glimpses of collarbone or shoulder blade. Jiang Cheng was panting with his mouth open as he gave chase, eyes wide and dark. What little flagging his erection had managed while they were talking had been completely undone, straining hard and full and intense inside the untied pants that were starting to slip down his hips. He couldn't pull them back up because his hands were full of pillow. That was what he told himself anyway, as the texture of the fabric against his painfully sensitive member changed to that of his inner robes. On his next attack, Huaisong decided to change tactics, grabbing the other end of the pillow instead. Now neither of them had any free hands for grabbing clothing. His robes quickly slipped down his arms, exposing the flushed skin of his chest and tiny, rosy nipples. With a squeak, he struggled to hold on to the pillow and cover himself back up at the same time, cheeks burning scarlet. Jiang Cheng swallowed hard and let go of the pillow so abruptly that Nie Huaisong went stumbling back and landed on the floor, the pillow rolling to the side as his hands flailed out to catch himself. His robe had almost completely surrendered at this point. Slender legs were completely exposed from tender ankles to one side of his hip. Sleeves were bunched around his lower arms, almost tangling them up and leaving every inch of his heaving chest and belly revealed. The inner tie at his waist was the only thing keeping the edge of the robe at waist level from exposing the entirety of his groin. Somewhat frantically, he grabbed the edge and tried to pull it further over, but the rest of the fabric was trapped underneath himself. He couldn't hide the fact that he was beginning to swell up again under the barely clinging strip of cloth. Jiang Cheng towered over him, eyes dilated wide and breath coming loud and fast. Huaisong tugged at his robes a little harder as the other began to lower himself down to a crouch, then froze when Jiang Cheng's hand closed around his ankle. They both stared at this new development. The hand was rough from training and dark from the sun and stood out plainly against such translucently soft, fragile skin that never saw the light of day. Jiang Cheng shifted his grip, feeling the lines of bone and the give of flesh. He tightened his fingers, tested the weight of it, pulled it until Huaisong's leg was forced to straighten, drawing it closer. He wrapped his second hand above the first, pulled harder. Huaisong sucked in a breath as his entire body was dragged, just a hand's length, along the floor. Closer. He stared at Jiang Cheng with wide-eyed fascination. Jiang Cheng slipped his second hand higher, cupping the meat of Huaisong's calf. Muscles tensed and relaxed under his touch, toes flexing in protest when his fingers strayed too close to the ticklish underside of his knee. He tightened his grip on the plump calf, squeezed it for a moment before he pulled again, forced Huaisong's knee up into the air and folding his leg as he was drawn inexorably closer. His hips slid over the fabric of his robe, and as it bunched higher, Huaisong gave a tiny squeak as he realized he was about to be exposed. He twisted, curling over until he was half on his side, half on his stomach, drawing his bent leg up to shield any remaining view of his groin. It was a mistake. His bared bottom was faintly pink from the ungainly fall and being dragged across the floor, soft and rosy as flower petals. The underside of his balls could be glimpsed just under his raised leg, as flushed as any ripening fruit. Jiang Cheng froze at the sight, slack jawed, clamping shut, an incredible itch crawling
crawling across his teeth that he'd never felt before. Like they wanted to sink into something and not let go. He pulled his hands away from Hoisung's legs, telling himself it was so he could stop this madness and back away before he did something regrettable. But Hoisung was still looking at him, one eye peeking out from under a heavy lid, the half of his face that wasn't pressed to the floor bright red, breathing hard but not looking at all like he was afraid or mad, embarrassed that his clothes were intent on exposing him, sure, but not exactly distraught about it. Jung Chung hovered in a state of indecision. Accidental exposure and touching bare legs weren't unmistakably sexual. At this point, they could still just laugh it off. Plausible deniability. "Do you..." Hoisung began, winced at the roughness of his own voice, and tried again more softly, more coaxingly, dulcet-voiced.
"Jung Chung, do you want to... try something? Anything at all? I won't mind."
"Fuck." Tentatively, he brought a hand down on Hoisong's bare flank. It twitched under his touch. Swallowing hard, he trailed his fingers lightly around the swell of his cheek, bringing his other hand up to mirror its movements. Hoisung wasn't as lacking in muscle as his vocal dislike of training had led him to believe. He squeezed tentatively, then again with more force, watching in fascination as the creases that defined each buttock were pulled tight and vanished, only to pop back into existence with a subtle jiggle when he let go. He darted a glance at Hoisung's face, only to see that his visible eye had fallen shut, like a contented cat. Jung Chung manhandled the forbidden fruit as much as he pleased. For some reason, he found this to be more to his taste than looking at lewd images in Hoisung's books. It was simple, far tamer than the advanced poses and situations those drawings had presented. Those were also wild and fantastical. Well, this was grounding, within his control, real. Hoisung was real, soft yet firm under his touch, hot and slightly sweaty. If he squeezed too hard, Hoisung sucked in a firmer breath. If he trailed his fingers over his hip bones too lightly, he shuddered. If he parted those cheeks and his fingers strayed too close to the hole within, it puckered, glistening suspiciously oily in the light. When he stroked his thumbs down the tiny patch of skin below that, dangerously near the flushed sack barely peeking out from between his legs, Hoisung made a noise that shot through Jung Chung like a bolt of adrenaline. It was a high, helpless little sound, almost a whimper of pain. His eyes jumped back to Hoisung's face to make sure it was not, in fact, a pained noise. He was staring back, with eyes blown wide and his lips parted open, looking very much like pain was not what he was feeling. Just to make sure, though, he repeated the motion as he looked him in the eye, pressing in firmly but gently with the wide pads of both thumbs as he stroked up and down. Hoisung's visible eye rolled up as his lashes fluttered halfway closed, his breath gusting out so hot and wet that Jung Chung could see it moisten a spot on the wood floor. His hands curled and slid around in vain for something to hold onto, arms tangled up in his fallen sleeves. Another quiet noise slipped out, and now that he was expecting it, he recognized it for what it was. A pleased moan. "That feels good?" Jung Chung couldn't help but ask, surprise coloring his tone. His voice came out thicker than he expected, deep and rough. Hoisung didn't even try to speak for the longest moment, before he finally wheezed out,
"I didn't know. You could feel it from the outside."
"Feel what from the outside?" Jung Chung didn't ask. He barely had the concentration to process the sentence in the first place. He was on his knees, bent over Hoisung's prone form, his own hips giving little thrusting motions, almost completely out of control. The sensitive head of his cock was leaving damp patches against the inside of his robe, the grain of the fabric brushing over his tip, the only relief he could get. He felt rather like there was a fire burning between his legs that was begging to be put out. It throbbed with new life every time Hoisung moaned, and he was moaning more frequently and more loudly the longer he massaged that spot. He couldn't bear it anymore. He removed one of his hands from Hoisung's body and used it to tug his robe open at the waist. His pants had already fallen down low enough to expose him, and with a staggered breath of relief, he took himself in hand. He'd been desperately hard for so long that it only took a few moments of frantic thrusting into his curled fist to have him shooting all across Hoisung's freshly bathed skin. When he finally stopped panting enough to look up again, Hoisung was staring at him with an arched brow. He promptly flushed. "Sorry." He rolled his eyes in response before closing them again. "Keep up what you are doing and I'll forgive you. I think I may have got your robe, too." Hoisung sighed loudly, then finally slipped one of his arms out of his fallen sleeve, flinging the soiled garment off from where it was still wrinkled up and draped over his back. Now that the last of his skin was finally exposed, Jung Chung found himself devouring it with his eyes, tracing the curve of his spine from the vulnerable nape of his neck to the dimpled indentations above his well-fondled ass. Suddenly, all he wanted to do was feel the length of that expanse pressed hard and trapped underneath him. When Hoisung tried to raise his bottom a little higher, hoping to coax him back into the massage, Jung Chung found himself ripping off his own robe instead, shoving down and kicking off his own low-riding pants. He grabbed Hoisung's hips and turned him the rest of the way over, his shoulders pressed more equally to the floor, but his rear held up in the air by Jung Chung's arm curled under his belly. He leaned over his body, straddling his legs and lowering himself until he was pressed against his back, at least some of his weight supported by one elbow. His shaft slid through several wet smears of his spend along Hoisung's cheeks until it came to rest perfectly between his thighs. Hoisung's breath hitched as the tip nuzzled up to press against that spot he'd been enjoying so much. "How about this?" he murmured into his ear, breath ghosting over stray strands of his untied hair. "Yes," Hoisung choked out, eyes squeezed shut. "If you're still up for it, then please." Jung Chung scoffed, disturbing a few more hairs in his disbelief. Why wouldn't he be up for it? Arm tightening around Hoisung's waist to keep him still, he thrust his hips cautiously forward. His cum was still slick and lubricated the way, allowing him to push into the space between his thighs without too much friction. His dick pulsed as he realized he was rubbing his length right through the crease between those plump cheeks and nudging his tip into the velvety softness covering his balls. But then Hoisung decided to clench his thighs together as tightly as he could, almost trapping him there. "Try it now," he whispered, breathless. Curious, he tried it. A careful pull back and a sharp thrust forward. Then he bowed his face between Hoisung's shoulders as a low moan forced itself from deep in his throat. "Fuck!" He tried it again, hips jerking erratically before he could settle the motion into a rhythm. The pressure was so much smoother and hotter than anything he'd ever achieved with his hands. Add to that was the knowledge of exactly where he was, the heat and sweat of a body beneath him, helpless to do anything more than gasp out his own pleasure, pleasure he was giving him. Jung Chung felt a moment's epiphany as he nipped experimentally at the junction of Hoisung's neck and shoulder, feeling his reaction through every inch of his body. This was why he'd never felt any interest in seeking arousal. Until now, satisfying himself alone always felt like a chore. Satisfying himself by taking Hoisung apart felt like he was ascending. He bit at Hoisung's shoulder and neck over and over again, just a gentle squeeze that pinched the skin and made his teeth itch to sink in, to clamp his jaw. Hoisung was crying out softly, his hips fighting against his steel hold to find something to rut against.
Please, please,
he wheezed between every few gasping breaths. Jung Chung felt his whole body light up at his desperation, all propriety forgotten. Not that it hadn't flown out the window a long time ago, He slid the hand pressing against Hoisong's belly down lower, finding the dribbling erection that he hadn't yet been allowed to see, and touching it instead. Hoisong let out a truly amazing whine as that hand closed around his length and he was permitted enough movement to thrust into it with the force of each of Jiang Cheng's thrusts between his thighs.
Fuck! Ah! Fuck! Oh! Oh!
His litany of cries were incredibly gratifying, and Jiang Cheng found himself running harder and faster the more frantic they got. He could feel his own peak rushing to crest, spikes of fire and electricity flooding his veins. All thoughts were mush, all restraint was gone. His jaw clenched and his body took off on its own. Hot liquid pulsed and erupted all over Hoisong's testicles, trickling down onto his cock and rendering it as slippery and wet as his thighs suddenly were. Hoisong suddenly ran out of sound, shocked into open-mouthed silence as he began to throb in Jiang Cheng's grip, his own climax splashing onto the floor. For a long moment, all they could do was shudder together, heaving breaths mingling and bodies stuck with perspiration. Jiang Cheng finally realized how hard he was biting and let go immediately. But there was no way to take back the distinctive imprints from his teeth on the slowly reddening skin at the base of his neck. He hadn't broken the skin, but even after the pressure marks faded, there might be bruising left behind. Then he realized he was still crushing Hoisong onto the floor in what had to be an uncomfortable position, and pushed himself slowly up, giving their bodies time to peel apart before he settled back on his heels. His core muscles burned in a way that told him he'd targeted some that even his extensive training routines had missed. Hoisong looked pretty shaky as he rolled over onto his back, finally revealing everything. His chest was red from being pressed into the floor so hard, his hair a bit damp and disheveled. There was pretty much no point in affecting modesty now. As if by mutual agreement, they both checked each other out.
"You're still hard?"
Hoisong promptly blurted in disbelief. Yeah, Jiang Cheng replied, a touch defensively. "I only came twice." Then he realized that Hoisong was already soft and blinked in confusion.
"Only came... what? Jiang Xiong, how many times do you usually come?"
4 or 5, I guess, if I actually try instead of ignoring it. He hunched his shoulders as he added, quietly, "I usually ignore it."
5 times in a row? Hoisong squawked, sitting up so he could stare at him with wide eyes. "And it stays hard the whole time."
"Is that weird?"
"Is that... it's..."
He cut himself off, biting his lip as he thought for a moment, seeking the right words.
"Most men go soft and need a break to recover between each time. I'm pretty sure that's the standard. That's what I do. That's what all my books assume. That's what all the dirty jokes I've heard imply. Haven't you heard jokes like that about men coming too quick and leaving their lover unsatisfied?"
Jiang Cheng opened his mouth, closed it again as he considered the question with furrowed brows, then said, "Oh..." After a long pause, "Those make more sense now." Hoisong snort laughed and covered his grin behind his hand, lacking his fan.
"Jiang Xiong, do you know what this means?"
"What?" he asked suspiciously, noticing this strange glint in his eyes.
"It means..."
He paused for dramatic effect, his expression somewhere between teasing and something else.
"You're amazing."
Jiang Cheng's face went blank as he took in the statement with surprise, and then, oh no. Oh no. He was blushing. Hoisong's grin grew wicked as he crawled closer, a tempter stalking his prey. Jiang Cheng leaned backwards instinctively, but that only made his proudly standing member all the more noticeable.
"It means you're special,"
Hoisong continued, his voice turning soft and silky and, for some reason, smug. Jiang Cheng stared resolutely straight ahead at nothing, but Hoisong sidled up beside him and began to speak softly into his ear. just shy of brushing it with his lips.
You're better than everyone else.
Fuck. Hoisang had been paying far more attention to his interactions with his brother than he thought he was. He knew exactly where his weak spots were.
It's like you were made to be the ultimate lover, he continued,
placing a hand rather daringly on his thigh.
Where others aspire and train their best, you come naturally gifted.
Some gift, Jiang Cheng scoffed quietly, throwing in a shaky shrug. Can't make my parents proud with that. Shh, Hoisang whispered, rubbing his hand soothingly over his skin, distractingly close to his gift.
I know. Believe me, I know how it feels when all your talents lie in things that hold no value to those you love.
Jiang Cheng felt a twinge of pity, thinking of Hoisang's many artistic pursuits in a place like the Unclean Realm. But before he could really ruminate on the matter, his earlobe was enveloped by a hot, wet mouth, and oh, that did things for him. His erection bobbed in response, as if waving to get more attention. Hoisang continued to stroke and squeeze the thick muscles of his thigh, slowly letting his hand trail higher, trail inward, an inexorable dance of building tension. The longer those fingers toyed and skirted closer to where no one had ever touched him before, the more he really wanted him to do so. A dexterous tongue fondled his earlobe in increasingly suggestive ways, sucking it in and out between possessive lips. Jiang Cheng swallowed hard and found himself paralyzed, waiting to see what he would do. Hoisang wrapped his other arm around him from behind, bringing his second hand into play. It slid up the underside of his ribs, trailing higher over the muscles of his chest. The tips of his fingers circled lightly around his dusky areola, exploring the difference in texture before closing in on the tiny peak of his nipple. They rolled it, a strange new brush of sensation, then grasped it gently, plucking it a few times before twisting it back and forth. To Jiang Cheng's absolute astonishment, his erection throbbed yet again, even dribbling out a string of moisture. His body very well might self-combust at this rate, with all the heat radiating off his skin. Hoisang must have been listening for every catch of his breath, because he continued pinching and rolling and tugging on his nipple with increasing effectiveness, finding the exact amount of pressure that made his blood sing and keeping it going, all the while his tongue trailed the shell of his ear and his other hand teased the skin around the base of his cock, which wept for want of his touch. "What are you doing?" he finally managed to ask.
"Building you up."
Hoisang breathed into his ear, so softly he had to strain to hear it, much less force his brain to process the words.
Your ego, your pleasure. I've wanted to do this to someone for a long time, and now that it's you, I wonder how I never realized it before. You really are perfect.
Fuck, Jiang Cheng wheezed, like the word had been punched out of him. Hoisang smiled, then finally had mercy on him and let his hand trail up where it was needed. He closed it around his length and pumped, still tweaking his nipple with the other hand, but giving up on licking in order to continue whispering praises into his ear.
You're so incredible, Jiang Cheng. You think no one notices you, but I'm looking at you right now, and I like everything that I see. Your face, your skills, your body, your personality.
Now I know you're putting me on, he huffed weakly. Hoisang laughed softly.
Your temper just reminds me of home, he admitted. So does the way you use it to hide how much you care. And you care so much, don't you, Jiang Cheng?
Shut up.
You're adorable when you're shy and embarrassed.
I will get over that, eventually.
Please don't,
he purred, leaning in closer, and pressed a kiss to the corner of Jiang Cheng's lips. You, he squawked, learning to his horror that he could, indeed, turn redder. Hoisang pecked at him again,
lingering and soft, pressing his torso more firmly against the side of his back. There's no one like you. Stop, he whimpered, bucking once more into his hand. If I must, Huaisong said with a sigh, stilling his movements. Not that, Jiang Cheng protested with alarm, knowing he was being teased but unable to hold it in. With another kiss along his cheek, his ministrations resumed, including his silver tongue. Then what, Jiang Cheng? Stop telling you how great you are? His fingers pinched and soothed his nipple as it grew tender, his other hand sliding over his hardness a little faster. How hard you try to do your best, and I know what you're trying. Believe me when I say I know what that looks like. You're going to head one of the five great sects one day, and when that happens, everyone will be blown away by how great a leader you are. You'll command respect effortlessly everywhere you go. Yes, stop that, Jiang Cheng choked out, throat tight. Huaisong's words should have made him feel good, and they did, but they also humiliated him with how badly he wanted to hear them. Add to that the treacherous doubt that they couldn't possibly be true, and they sent his feelings spiraling into turmoil. He was terrified that his eyes might be turning wet, and he couldn't even be sure which emotion was the cause. He could only pray that it wasn't visible. Don't tell me pretty lies. Huaisong leaned back a little to study his face with far too observant eyes, several emotions flickering across them one after another. He looked like he wanted to say several things and only held them in with great reluctance. Someday you'll be able to believe me, he finally settled on, sympathy creasing his forehead. He leaned in close again, his chin tilted up higher this time, and placed a kiss near the corner of his eye instead. Jiang Cheng closed his eyes and cursed his tear ducts for betraying him. That was definitely moisture. Huaisong kissed his trembling eyelashes, stealing the bit of dampness on them for his own lips. Then he moved away, taking his hands and his pleasure and his warmth with him. Startled, he couldn't help but open his eyes again. Huaisong was rising to his feet, offering his hands to help him do the same. Feeling suddenly bereft, he accepted the offer without thought, letting himself be led back to the abandoned bed. He was encouraged to lay down on his back, head resting on the remaining pillow, while Huaisong sat down beside him once he was settled. "You're sure you don't want me to say anything more?" he asked as he ran his hands down Jiang Cheng's abs, his hips, his wrists with soothing strokes. He nodded, a little regretfully, and watched with bemusement as Huaisong pulled his hair over one shoulder and leaned down, repositioning himself until his face was comfortably situated right in front of his persistent erection. Jiang Cheng's eyes widened as realization struck him, and he shot up as far as his propped elbows could hold him. "Are you?" "If I may," he asked softly, peering up through his eyelashes. A faint blush touched his cheeks as he confessed. "I've been practicing as best I can. I want to be good at it, if I ever get to try it for real." Jiang Cheng nodded mutely in slow motion. Huaisong smiled softly, his eyes dropping down to the meal in front of him. His tongue stuck out, surprisingly small and cute, and licked a dainty swath across the swollen head. Warm, wet, soft stimulus paired with an incredible sight. Jiang Cheng groaned and let himself collapse back on the pillow, but refused to tear his eyes away. He had no basis for comparison or expectations beyond what he'd seen in Huaisong's books, but he could tell he wasn't kidding about practicing. He flattened his tongue to curl it around as much skin as possible, or twirled it enticingly in circles around the tip, or breathed over the saliva trails to chill his heat in ways that made his whole body shiver. He let his lips encompass the head and pop it on and off with gentle suction, let his mouth slide lower and lower down his length, invading his mouth, filling every corner of his brain with nothing but hot and good and more. He didn't leave his hands idle either, coaxing Jiang Cheng to spread his legs wider so he could crawl over and kneel between them. He wrapped a hand loosely around the base of his cock, then let it trail lower, petting and cupping the softness of his sack.
A small pot appeared for a brief moment. From where? And disappeared just as quickly. And when next Hoisang took his scrotum in hand, it was with a slick, oily touch. His palm glided with a gentle firmness across the tender area, over and over again, making Zhang Cheng's breath hitch and his toes curl. He was stroking downwards at the same time as he was sliding his mouth upwards, and it was doing weird things to his brain. He felt like he was longer somehow, bigger. It shouldn't have surprised him at this point that Hoisang knew ways to make him feel good that had never even occurred to him. He had so many things to try, too. Heavy-lidded eyes watched his face to catch his every reaction, making Jiang Cheng sweat and flush with embarrassment. His natural reaction was to stifle any noises, but he knew Hoisang wanted them, so he resisted the urge. They were only quiet noises anyway. Surely that was okay. He whimpered when Hoisang hummed while swallowing him deep, letting the vibrations envelop every inch of his length. He breathed extra hard when he tried tapping his fingers rapidly against the swell of skin. His mouth fell open and his eyes rolled shut when he took his entire sack in hand and pulled it gently taut, stroking the balls trapped within. He outright moaned when Hoisang decided to switch up his mouth and hands, tormenting the slit at his tip with an oil-slick thumb while attempting to get his mouth on as much as he could, licking the dark line up the middle and sucking one of his testicles in and out of his lips. Zhang Cheng's body was no longer within his control. His hands clenched and unclenched, his thighs quivered and trembled as he drew up his knees, feet sliding over the sheets for purchase. His eyes wouldn't stay open, despite his intention to watch, his head thrown back and brows drawn tight with the intensity of it all. He could only hope he didn't look like a slack-jawed fool, because he was pretty sure he had leaked drool out the corner of his lips when he tossed his head to the side. Hoisang's mouth disappeared for a moment, even as his hands kept him climbing ever higher. And apparently he actually liked what he saw, if the punched-out, reverently whispered, "Fuck," was anything to go by. He curled his fingers and tried gently scratching over his balls with the tips of his carefully maintained nails, and Jiang Cheng let out a startled yelp, eyes shooting open. "Good or bad?" "Yes," he croaked, his legs clenching together, holding Hoisang in place. "That doesn't help," he laughed lightly. "Should I do it again or stop?"
"Yes."
He laughed again, tinged with exasperation. "I've only myself to blame for that one," he muttered, then ran his nails softly across his most sensitive area again. Jiang Cheng whined, fingers clenching and pulling at the sheets beneath him. He thrashed his head from side to side, panting hard.
"More, please," he managed to gasp out. "That."
Hoisang was completely silent for a long moment. "Okay," he whispered, after apparently remembering how to breathe. He lowered his head again, swallowing him down enthusiastically as he resumed his new torturous ministrations. Jiang Cheng whimpered and squeezed Hoisang's shoulders with his thighs and curled his toes and bucked up into his mouth, teetering closer and closer to an adrenaline-soaked edge. Hoisang took a deep breath and sank his lips down as low as he could, letting the head of his cock slide right into the back of his throat and block his air. His hands never stopped, tugging and cupping and lightly scratching over and over and over. Zhang Cheng thrashed on the bed, his spine curled, and he exploded under the pressure. He cried out, firing down Hoisang's throat where he was trapped within his legs. Not that he was trying at all to get away. Hoisang mercifully stopped moving his hands, just swallowing everything he could, his eyes open and dark and glazed. His hips made little jerking motions that Jiang Cheng could feel through the bed, but he knew his position was preventing him from getting any relief of his own. As he collapsed on the bed, legs falling open limply, he could see just how strongly affected Hoisang was by what they had just done. Those glazed eyes drifted down as he slid his mouth off with a wet noise and heaving breaths, face flushed and lips even redder.
"Zhang Cheng, please," he rasped,
his voice sounding as desperate as it did raw.
You're still hard, and I... Can I... Please, I'm still clean and worked open for my bath. Can I just sit on it?
Sit on it? Obviously, he meant something different from what they did earlier between his thighs. Something that had to be cleaned and opened.
Oh.
What? He blurted, eyes bugging out. Are you serious?
I'm very fucking serious.
Hoisang moaned, tugging a few times on his erection, its earlier limpness only a memory. His hips twitched with the effort of holding still.
It's a real thing. It's in my books. It feels so good. I've tried it tons of times, but I've only ever used toys or fingers. Please, Jiangcheng, please?
Sure? He said, somewhat doubtfully. Okay?
Oh, yes! He cheered. You won't regret it, I promise!
That jar made another magical appearance as Hoisang poured some oil in his hands and proceeded to warm it up, before slathering it all up and down Jiangcheng's still-standing cock. He pursed his lips in thought when he finished, staring at his oily hands, and then his bedsheets, then his hands again. With a shrug, he wiped his hands off on his own chest instead, giving it a rather tempting sheen. Then he crawled forward on his knees, pushing Jiangcheng's legs together so he could straddle his hips, his hair swaying over one shoulder and tickling up the length of his arm. Jiangcheng stared at his face, so much closer now, eyes down and unfocused as he concentrated on things behind him. His lips were usually kind of thin, but they looked so swollen now. He couldn't stop looking at them. He knew where they'd been. He wanted them to come just a little closer. He caught a glimpse of teeth and that talented tongue as those lips parted and the rest of his face scrunched in concentration. A tooth dug into the engorged flesh, his face a kaleidoscope of expressions.
Okay, I'm not as loose as I was, he grumbled, but it's still enough if I just go slow.
A fumbling hand found his slicked-up member and held it up where it was wanted. Don't move. Swallowing with mild trepidation, Jiangcheng held as still as possible, as hot skin pressed against his tip, spreading to encompass it only with reluctance and a lot of pressure. A lot of pressure. It was kind of uncomfortable, actually. It didn't look comfortable for Hoisang either, his face tight and sweat beading across his forehead. Then he forced his face into smoothness, a gesture that continued all the way through his body, decreasing the pressure and letting the encompassing feeling slide a little farther down, then a little more, bit by bit until it had swallowed the entire head in its incredibly snug grasp. Jiangcheng realized he was panting. He forced himself to breathe more evenly, but doubted he could stop himself for long. The head of his cock wasn't the thickest part of it, after all. Hoisang was relentless, straightening up in a way that felt like he was towering over him. He swayed and wriggled his way down his shaft, spreading his legs wider and repositioning his knees as necessary to keep the angle right. He looked like a work of art, head thrown back and throat working around every swallow, every strained gasp. He looked like a drawing from one of his books. Jiangcheng felt like he could finally understand some of the appeal. Trembling, Hoisang finally achieved his goal and came to rest upon his lap, speared in place. Figuring it was safe to move at least a little, Jiangcheng took mercy on him and pulled up his knees, giving him the option to lean back and rest against his legs. Hoisang took the offer with a grateful smile, which, for some reason, made his heart flip over in his chest.
"Was it everything you dreamed?" he asked facetiously, trying to cover up the weird palpitation.
Hoisang hummed a contented noise, eyes shut and lips curled in amusement.
"Hey, Jiangcheng," he said, like he was about to share a juicy piece of gossip. "You're inside me."
He considered that statement and came to the conclusion that, holy shit, I'm inside you. Hoisang grinned, teeth flashing and his chest bouncing with silent laughter.
How does it feel?
Extremely tight, obviously. How does it feel to you?
extremely full. The obviously went unsaid, but was clearly there, judging by the teasing look in his eye. "Does it feel good?" he asked, purposefully setting his voice low and sultry. With the added roughness from his recently abused throat, it sounded even more seductive, a rumbly purr that shot straight to his poor abused cock, making it throb. There was no way Huaisang didn't notice. He was starting to blush again. He could feel it. He clicked his mouth shut mulishly and looked to the side, but he could still feel Huaisang's gaze heavy on his face. "Yes," he muttered quietly. "What about now?" he whispered, then proceeded to pull himself up, a sucking pull of pleasure that squeezed him all the way to the bulge of his head before sliding back down again. Jiang Cheng gasped aloud, caught by surprise, by the sudden movement and the intensity of the feeling. Huaisang moaned as well, before panting. "Does it feel good now?" "Yes," he growled in exasperation. "You fucking know it does." "So mouthy all of a sudden. You're one to talk." Huaisang slid himself up and down again, distracting them both for a second before he could continue. "Do you not want me to talk? I'm afraid my mouth is no longer occupied." As if to demonstrate, he picked up one of Jiang Cheng's hands from where it was lying on the bed and pulled it up to said mouth, trailing his fingers over his swollen bottom lip. Jiang Cheng's heart beat louder, nervous that Huaisang had noticed him staring a minute ago, thrilled that he was being encouraged to touch. That cute little tongue flicked out and disappeared again, teasing. "I can do whatever I want with it now," Huaisang concluded, dragging his mind back to their conversation, then proceeding to nip the tip of his fingers hard. "You," he barked, yanking his hand away furiously. "You know, you're really hot when you're riled up." "I'll show you riled up," he shouted automatically, blushing even harder as he realized how dumb that response was. "Please do," Huaisang said, the dare clear in his smoldering look. Smothering his nerves in flustered determination, he grabbed Huaisang's hips tightly in both hands and began bucking up into him, the burn of his muscles overshadowed by an amazing sense of satisfaction at how quickly he shut up. Not that he was any more capable of talking. Bracing his feet flat on the sheets, as close as he could draw them, he put his thighs and abs into it, bouncing all of Huaisang's weight on his lap with as much strength as he could muster. He groaned whenever he managed to find the breath for it, huffing hard and breaking into a fresh sweat. He found a punishing rhythm and stuck to it, watching as Huaisang's mouth slowly fell open and his eyes took on a rapturous sheen. His dick, a rather more pink hue than Jiang Cheng's own, bobbed freely with each thrust, moisture glittering at the tip. It was exhausting, but it felt good. Never had a workout come with this kind of reward. Huaisang's lashes were low, gaze locked straight down where his abdominal muscles were straining and flexing under the effort. He looked like he was having a religious experience. "Gods," he choked, basically confirming his suspicions. "You're so strong." The odd words shot straight to his vulnerable ego, which shot straight to his dick and his blushing face. Jiang Cheng made a noise of abject frustration that sounded embarrassingly like a donkey braying, slid his hands up Huaisang's sides until he could yank him down to his chest, then spun them both over. Clearly, he wasn't trying hard enough if Huaisang could still talk. He got his knees back under him, pulling Huaisang's legs up to wrap around his torso, then leaned over his body and started ramming back into him. Hard and much, much faster. Something must have changed, because Huaisang's voice shot up several octaves, crying out weakly in wordless sounds. His legs were clenching him in a tight embrace, while his hands scrabbled and scratched over his back. His neck was bared in submission, hair splayed wildly across the sheets, long lashes squeezed shut, and cheeks turning a truly gorgeous shade of rosy red. He was... beautiful. A natural beauty. Fuck.
With a bit of a despairing cry, Jiang Cheng realized he'd lost all control. He pumped into him, frantic, every squeezing drag along his skin like heaven, spiraling ever closer to the burn of the sun. Huaisang was beautiful and devoted and everything else he'd ever wanted, and he was apparently a beast in heat, an animal in bed, which was all Huaisang had ever wanted. Head bowed, realizing he'd been conquered while he wasn't even paying attention. All Jiang Cheng could do was give in and let his last shred of resistance go, rutting frantically into the willing, perfect partner beneath him. Huaisang's cries fell like birdsong while he grunted like a bull, and even after his blood boiled and he felt himself unloading what little seed he had left deep inside him, he still powered on.
"Oh, gods, it's so hot,"
Huaisang gasped between moans.
"Don't stop, please."
Jiang Cheng didn't stop. His muscles burned for air and his cock was screaming with oversensitivity, but he knew he could still go farther, could make his lover come the way he'd dreamed of. Since his head was still bowed, he licked over one of Huaisang's nipples, and when that didn't get a reaction, sucked the entire areola into his mouth, hard enough to make him squeal. He did the same to the other side, even letting his teeth pinch the peaked nub. Huaisang cried out and dug in his nails in response. For a second, Jiang Cheng thought that meant he didn't like it, but then he blurted out desperately, "Fuck, I'm so close! Don't let me touch myself!" Confused, but not about to deny him, Jiang Cheng spent a second to catch his hands and pin them beside his head, threading their fingers together. Huaisang's eyes opened and locked onto his, looking gorgeously vulnerable at the surprise gesture of intimacy. "Oh," he realizes. "He doesn't know he's won me yet." He wanted to be closer. There was still too much distance between them. It was tormenting to lean back, even for a second. But it was worth it to see the shock on Huaisang's face as he hauled him upwards by their linked hands, settling his weight back on his lap, where he belonged, his brain supplied, chest to chest. Somewhat dazedly, Huaisang unwrapped his legs from his waist and pulled them to each side, feet on the bed to give him balance and let them move in concert. It wasn't as hard or fast as before, but Huaisang had already been teetering on the edge. It wouldn't take much. Jiang Cheng released one hand, the other still entwined at their side, and used it to wrap around his waist and hold him close. Huaisang stared, almost nervously, into his unblinking gaze, swallowing as he drew closer. Jiang Cheng knew he couldn't speak pretty words, didn't know how to play the game, could only make a fool of himself if he tried. But he did have one thing he excelled at. Intensity. So he kept his hips rolling and said nothing and refused to let him look away. Almost immediately, Huaisang started to flush. His breath hitched and his eyes darted to the side. So Jiang Cheng used their joined hands to nudge his chin, forcing eye contact again. He started to pant, ostensibly from the effort of meeting his thrusts with his own. But Jiang Cheng moved their faces slightly closer, and the way his lashes trembled betrayed him. Huaisang could read porn all day without batting an eye, could tease and talk with the best of them. But he had no defense against relentless sincerity. He licked his lips, eyes starting to water, blushing harder, squirming in his lap. It was all rather gratifying. He inched their faces a little closer, his expression still severely serious. Huaisang's pupils dilated to almost entirely black, leaning unconsciously forward, lips parted with want, free hand gliding up his back. Jiang Cheng moved in closer. Enough that their noses could brush, enough that Huaisang surrendered and closed his eyes. He let his breath ghost across his lips. He wanted to say something meaningful and intimate before he clinched this little victory of his own, but he didn't know what to say. "Jiang Cheng," Huaisang whispered, whimpered, hopeful and fearful all at once. And then he did know what to say. Huaisang had taken the liberty to start using his name 2 orgasms ago, but he hadn't yet dared to do the same. Now he could do one even better. "A song," he whispered back, lips brushing against lips as he spoke his claim. There was a sharp inhale of breath, and then they were kissing, needy and desperate and euphoric with delight. He must have released his captive hand because they were both clinging and trying to envelop each other with both arms, embracing with all their might, rocking hard into each other as their pleasure flared skyward. They moaned and gasped into each other's mouths, licking and sucking on tongues and lips in a mirror of the action below. Jiang Cheng bit a swollen lip and got his back scratched in retaliation, only to repeat the action again and again. Huaisong started to lose all rhythm, riding him with jerky, erratic movements, open-mouthed and gasping out little yelps that grew louder and higher as he fell apart. Hot cum splashed up between them for a surprisingly long time, getting everywhere. Their stomachs, their groins, all over their legs, even between their tightly pressed chests. Jiang Cheng groaned loudly, deep and growling, pushing Huaisong back down on his back and rutting into him with wild abandon, shaking the bed and possibly even the walls. He couldn't feel anything but the high of a cresting orgasm and the heat of the body sucking him in. He pulsed and throbbed and clutched his lover tighter, tears leaking from the corners of his eyes and exhaustion encroaching from every corner. He collapsed on top of Huaisong, gasping for breath, still trying to kiss him a few more times before his strength left him. Huaisong kissed him back, just as overwhelmed, just as physically and mentally wiped, just as needy to stay close. He managed to coax him over on his side, facing each other. Jiang Cheng slipping out as he finally, mercifully went soft. They clung to each other, absolutely filthy with cum and sweat, still kissing and trying to crawl closer within each other's arms. There was so much they needed to talk about. Oh. It was morning now. Someone was banging on the door. Jiang Cheng scowled as he opened bleary eyes to the light of day. His head ached and he was thirsty, and he felt like he was covered in a layer of crust. His usual morning wood was surprisingly absent. Also, he was naked and basically wrapped around an equally naked Nie Huaisong. He jolted with alarm before the memories finished waking up and rejoined him. Right! That was a thing! That had happened! Last night! With Nie Xiong? Huaisong groaned at the movement and the pounding at the door, his forehead wrinkling and his lips pursing in displeasure. He blinked a few times as his eyes slowly began to focus, inevitably coming to rest on the extra body in his bed, and their mutually unclothed state. His eyes widened. They stared at each other. "Open up!" shouted a voice from outside the door, the source of the annoying pounding. "You're to report to the discipline hall for punishment. Drinking alcohol within the cloud recesses is forbidden. Making loud noises after curfew is also forbidden." Loud noises? Jiang Cheng felt his face go hot at the same time as Huaisong developed a brilliant blush. "We will be right there," Huaisong managed to shout, already scurrying out of bed, only to collapse onto his knees with a surprised yelp of pain. "Just give us a few minutes to... just give us a few minutes." There was no time to talk. Jiang Cheng helped him limp into the washroom, the two of them scrubbing down as hastily as possible with soap and helping each other rinse off with cupfuls of clean water. Huaisong threw on a fresh set of robes while Jiang Cheng was forced to wear the same pair from yesterday, and only as they both reached for the only comb did they stop and really look at each other, panic and uncertainty warring in their eyes. "Can we have a few more minutes?" Huaisong shouted, pleading with the unnamed Lan behind the door. A sigh could barely be heard. "Just report to the hall when you're decent. Your punishment will increase if you don't." A pair of footsteps walked off, and Huaisong's shoulders sagged with relief. When he reached for the comb again, it wasn't there. He looked up to see Jiang Cheng studying it with a neutral expression, flipping it around a few times as he inspected its carvings and quality. "Did you pick this out yourself?" he asked, running a thumb over the wooden teeth. Huaisong nodded slowly. "It's not as pretty as my last one, but that one broke." He nodded, then met his gaze, his own eyes intent. He let the moment stretch out between them, let the tension build, until Hoisong's hands grew restless for a fan to clutch. Then he reached out, grasped a lock of his loose hair, and pulled it to his lips. "May I?" Hoisong nodded mutely, slowly turning a shade of surprised pink that was rather fitting for a new beginning. "What happened to you?" Jinxi Xuan asked as Hoisong hobbled down the walkway to his room. 50 strikes for drinking," he lamented pathetically, before doing a double take at Zixuan's face. "What happened to you?" He had some serious dark circles under his eyes. "My cabin is the closest one to yours," he said with a scowl. "Congratulations, I guess." Huaisong's eyes widened, then burst out laughing. "I'm sorry," he giggled, not sounding the least bit so. Zixuan looked personally aggrieved by his lack of sincerity. "You were at it for hours," he hissed. And oh, there was definitely a touch of insecurity in his voice. "Who on earth were you with?" Hoisong just smiled beatifically, adding in a sigh of longing for added emphasis. "Oh, Jinxiong, you have no idea how lucky you are." "Why?" he asked suspiciously. Hoisong wrapped his hands around his arm, leaning in conspiratorially, even as Zixuan tried to lean away the same amount. "You're already engaged to a Jiang. You didn't even have to do anything to earn it," he lamented dramatically. "They make them different over there, I swear. Must be in the food. They seem so unassuming, right? Not even that noticeable. But then you get them riled up, get them in the bedroom." He whipped out his fan and started fluttering it frantically, his face lit up with ecstasy. "By the gods, there are no words." Zixuan stared at him, his mouth slightly agape, as he limped dreamily away, still complain-bragging. How am I ever going to convince my brother? I must stake my claim before the word gets out about Yunmeng Spice." Zixuan kept staring until he was gone. Once he was, he stood there and stared at nothing. An idle wind blew by. Birds chirped. "Really?" he finally asked, quietly, to himself. "Ah, Cheng, you just took 50 strikes. Surely you can take a break from practicing for today," Jiang Yanli cried as she saw him pick up his sword and take up a stance. "Nope," was all he replied, stubbornly moving into the first drill. His sister sighed. "At least let me put some cooling salve on your back." "Maybe later." She shook her head in resignation and left him to it. Boys. She had already spoiled them with soup recently, but she'd already promised to make them another batch with extra meat, so she might as well get started. It was quite some time later when she emerged again, but Wei Ying still had not returned from the exclusive cold spring that Zhou Jun had granted him permission to use. Jiang Cheng was still moving through his forms, not even looking tired, despite the pain his back had to be giving him. Actually, there was something different about him today. "Did something happen?" she asked, setting down the tureen of soup at the little table in the courtyard. "Why?" he asked, which was not a no. "You seem..." She didn't want to say less angry, but it was true. Usually he looked like he was practicing to vent his frustrations, but today there was a lightness to his feet and a serenity to his face she'd never seen before. But it was more than that. "You seem more focused." "I have a goal I need to achieve," he said with such calm determination she almost did a double take. Was this really her brother? "What goal is that?" At last he showed a more familiar reaction, a blush creeping across his cheeks even as the confidence in his moves held steady. He mumbled something unintelligible, as if hoping she would leave the matter alone. "I didn't catch that," she said mercilessly, gesturing to the table with a graceful wave. "Come, take a rest and eat. What were you saying?" With a sigh, he sheathed his sword and stormed over, a crease deep in his brow. Ah, yes, this was definitely still her brother. Then he said something so outlandishly unexpected she dropped the soup ladle. I, he cleared his throat, wouldn't look her in the eye. I need to defeat Nie Mingchui in a fight, or at least bring him to a draw, I guess. Her mouth hung open. It worked silently for a long moment. Jiang Cheng growing redder all the while. An idle wind blew by. Birds chirped. What? The end. Slightly more if it's done right with that gorgeous face that don't know your name. It ain't important, babe, because I'm gonna call you mine. A fantasy. Wow. I feel it when you dance with me. It's feeling like you need to be my lady, my baby. If you enjoyed this podfic, please leave feedback, both for myself and for the author. You can find this podfic at archiveofourown.org/users/opalsong. Thanks for listening!